me and Joey were having one of these F, Mary, Kills, and Big Fatty got brought up. And I always say I would fuck Big Fatty. In this game, I would always fuck Big Fatty. Because I am pretty sure. Now, I don't know this from personal experience or anyone. I don't know anyone who has personal experience. But I'm pretty sure sex with him is crazy. Like, I'm pretty sure it's one of those sexes that when you're done, you just, like, your legs don't work. You feel dehydrated. You might have, like, a trip to the ER. Like, sex with him must be like having a stroke.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Crazy.
Yes! Well, hello again, everybody. It is the fat. Stop it! It is the fat. Well, oh, fuck. What is it doing now? Poor Big Fatty. Oh, we all. This is the second time we've recorded this shit. And I. Oh, my God. Poor. Ready? Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Big Fatty, even the audience was late. Hello, do-overs. Poor Burg Ready, y'all. Y'all, Granny and I just finished doing it. It was a great show, wasn't it, Granny?
It was wonderful.
It was probably the best BFO ever. And y'all, I moved the micro hoist and we went into the spinning beach ball and it didn't save anything. Poor Big Fatty. So, y'all, we're going to try to recreate it. Y'all, it's not going to be nearly as funny. It may even be funnier. No, it probably won't be. But, anyway, y'all, I am, by the way, this is, episode 1821. Of the BFO for right the 16th of January 2015. Y'all, before I forget, like I did on the last little show, at least we'll get one thing right. Y'all, we need to, before we do anything, we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we just finished recording the last little show, and Granny goes, oh, you didn't have any birthdays. I went, oh, fuck, I forgot. But y'all, now that we're having, y'all, I've put Granny into a coma. He's absolutely laying on in the love chamber. And y'all, he's like that old person that falls asleep on a sofa with their mouth wide open, and you know you expect them to just choke on their own drool. But anyway, y'all, he goes, there aren't any birthdays. And I went, oh fuck. But y'all, not today, on Sunday, which is the 18th. Of Jerry, y'all, he is a very special person, despite Big Fatty's memory, or lack thereof. Y'all, he is out there in the Denver, Colorado, y'all. He's one of the makers, one of the fabricators of the Hamasol. Y'all, it is that David in Denver. Oh, Big Fatty, we love David in Denver. Oh, squeaky kitty, yes. And David, and Granny is here, and we both just want to wish you a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, don't we, Granny?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Jesus Christ. Y'all, it's like pulling teeth. It's worse than pulling teeth, you know. Anyway, but David, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. And Big Fatty, I hope Brian returns the favor and makes David a mile high kick. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, by the way, Granny and I are over here at the Horror Hotel, and y'all will tell you a little bit about the trip over here in just a minute. But y'all, before Big Fatty left Charleston, y'all went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, there was a package in there, and y'all, it's from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob. And y'all, you know, he lives down there in the future, and Granny is going to watch me open the package here now, and we're going to just see what's in here. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty loves a package, especially when it's from the straight boyfriend. Big Fatty, what is it? I don't know. Oh, there seems to be a card. There's a card in here. Oh, dear Gussie. And it's got Big Fatty's address on it. And, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a Crema card. You need to play the Crema music. Oh, okay, we'll play the Crema music. Yeah, I guess y'all on the way over here. Granny says, "Thank God you got all those Christmas cards open finally. We don't have to hear that music anymore." So what do we do? We got the Crema music playing again. And y'all, Straight Bob's already sent me a card, and y'all, he sent me the same card again. Big Granny, we love two cards. And it says Merry Crema. And it, look at that, Granny. It's Santa Claus, and he's dancing with the kangaroo and the. What is that? The koala bear? And I don't know what kind of little urchin porcupine. That is. Huh?
Porcupine?
It looks like a porcupine, but I don't think it is. And then there's some sort of bird about to shit on his head. And and y'all open it up and it says, "Wishing you a crema filled with laughter and fun." Cod look familiar? Yes! Been looking for something for your house for crema, but was having trouble finding something with an Australian in it. A bit small, but I hope you like it. Merry Crema, XO Bob.
But big,
poor McCready. Straight Bob, thank you so much. You are just too sweet to do this. And yes, the card does look familiar, and I can't wait to see what this is. Oh, look at that. Oh, that is beautiful.
What is it?
Well, I've got to open it up first. Give me a second. Y'all, it's a rock. And it's got a little explanation in here. It's a little purple rock and all. It is called the Trangie. Trangie Goodwill Stone, authentic Aboriginal art. I was going to say it looks Aboriginal. For 150,000 years, Aboriginal people have used Goodwill stones to help with strength, health, and with your goodwill. It will ward off evil spirits. Big Fatty Granny's still here. and create good ones, your aura will become greater and success and luck will follow you. The Goodwill Stone is individually hand-painted by Aboriginal people of Australia. Take this stone and goodwill will come to you. Y'all, it is really pretty, isn't it?
Kangaroo.
Where's the kangaroo?
Right there.
Oh, it is a kangaroo. Big Fatty, how did you not see that? You just saw that what looked like false teeth on there. There is a kangaroo. Straight Bob, that is just gorgeous. And I'm so glad Granny is here to enjoy it with me. And that is so sweet of you.
I did get one.
Oh, poor Granny. He did. Well, that's all right. If he had something to ward off evil spirits, he'd have to ward himself off. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, he would have to, go ahead and say it, Big Fatty. He'd have to ward off himself again. Big Fatty, let's just let the music play out. All right. Big Fatty, remember to hit save. okay, I did. Oh, y'all, I think I just woke Granny up. So, y'all, as you know, Granny and I over here at the Horror Hotel, and y'all, Granny shared a little story with me, which I think is an excellent prelude to Shark Week, which is coming up next week. And y'all, for those of you who don't know about Shark Week, y'all, I'm going to play a little clip here and just kind of give you a little preview of what to expect next week. Yes, Big Fatty.
If you you're feeling the power.
He's not voting. He's just pulling the strings.
You know what? I just
he's
think
the puppet
it's
master.
Not. Speaking of being a puppet master.
Yeah. What? Uh-oh.
Let me tell you guys a story.
Oh, gracious.
And I try to keep it real around here,
yes,
right?
You do.
I really, really do. Do any of you listen to Big Fatty on any regular basis?
Yes.
Okay. If you do or don't know, Big Fatty did something last week that he called Shart Week.
Shart?
Shart Week.
That's funny.
Well, it's not that funny yet.
Oh, no.
I happen to know who inspired Shart Week.
It was an actual shart?
Well...
Is it you?
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dick, I see. Well, now, y'all, you will hear the rest. Oh, Lord, I did wake Granny up that time. Poor Granny. Y'all, it's 9 o'clock. It's past his bedtime. That Joey Bukkake, y'all, he did indeed inspire a Shot Week last year. And, y'all, we've got several little shark stories we're going to tell. Y'all, I'm putting my giftette back. But y'all, you remember the story? You remember the story that I told you earlier in the week about Granny giving me the lecture about how I couldn't leave the bar before 11:30 p.m. in the evening? No, you cannot do that. And y'all, then the next thing I know, he's closing out his tab and he's ordered a drink he doesn't want. And y'all, he was leaving the bar about 10 minutes to 11, and y'all, he was out of there like a cartoon character, you know. You know, and y'all, I never understood it. Well, y'all, when Granny leaves the bar, Granny, you always like to go to the Taco Bell, is that right?
Yes.
And what do you get when you go to the Taco Bell?
A burrito supreme with extra sour cream and 2 hard tacos.
Okay. So, y'all, I said, Granny, why were you in such a hurry to, you know, and leaving?
Because I had to work.
No, you know, that was it. I had to work the next day. Y'all, come to find out, I, on the way over here to the Horror Hotel today, Granny is telling me the story. He says, all of a sudden, I had a grumble in my stomach, and I thought I was about to shart myself. And he goes, in fact, I couldn't even risk going to the Taco Bell to get my burrito supreme with extra sour cream and my 2 crispy tacos. I had to get home. I didn't think I was going to make it. And Granny, did you make it?
I just barely
made it. And it was a splatter. Y'all, this was a lot funnier the first time we talked about it. But evidently there was so much splatter that he's having to change the fixtures in the Granny cave. And so anyway, but y'all, speaking of changing the fixtures, y'all, Granny and I are in different rooms over here at the Horror Hotel this weekend because y'all, evidently the turlets in the 2 rooms that we normally stay in are broken. And Granny, did you have anything to do with that?
Not a thing.
Oh, I don't believe that for some reason. But y'all, I will tell you this, that the turnip head, y'all, you know the turnip head. You know the turnip head, Granny.
Oh, I love turnip head.
Oh, everybody loves the turnip head. You know, the turnip head sent me a message. Please double check to make sure you've got the emergency underpants kit in the Ford Escape because Granny's traveling with you. And you know that you're going during the beginning of Shot Week, and you know him. He's liable to get it started early. And so Granny, did you mess yourself on the way over here? Did you have to?
No, you were the one who was doing the farting.
It's true. On the way over here, I went, ooh, I think I may need to. I said, no, I better not, because I might sharp myself. But anyway, y'all, by the way, we had a nice little drive over here to the Horror Hotel. Got checked into our rooms, and went and visited with some of our friends. Then we went to supper. Y'all, it was quite an experience at supper. Y'all, our waiter, You know the big liar, that Mike Lawson? Y'all, think of Mike Lawson with a cousin, and we'll call him Richard, who's a week younger and who's gay, as our waiter. Okay, and he tried to be very professional and everything, and y'all, the harder he tried, the poor thing, the more he fucked it up. And y'all, Granny ordered a shrimp cocktail, it never came. And then he was like, oh, do you still want it? No, I don't want it. And y'all, then they brought the salads, and one of the people didn't get their salads, and he says, excuse me, I didn't get my salad. And he goes, he goes, go back in there and get it. He goes, I'm going. And they brought the food out and everything, and Granny had gotten the prime rib, and he wanted the horseradish sauce, and y'all, there was no horseradish sauce. And so I said, could we get some horseradish sauce? He goes, and he ran back into the kitchen and got the horseradish sauce. And y'all, then he figured out how, what the bills were and everything, and he brought the bills, and y'all, he charged Granny. Oh no, the Granny didn't want the shrimp cocktail, but y'all, when they brought the solids out, he said, I've talked to my manager, and my manager says that we're going to give you a complimentary shrimp cocktail. And whispered that in Granny's ear. And and so, y'all, when the bills came, they had charged Granny for the shrimp cocktail. So he and Granny goes, excuse me, I got charged for the shrimp cocktail. He goes, so, y'all, that got taken care of. It was a nice meal, though. Then we went by the Von's East over here. And y'all, Granny, what did you get when you were at the Von's East? Y'all, remember, we've already done this. Let's see if he can remember it this time. What did you get?
Sweet tea. Coke.
Beer.
And ice.
Ice and?
Pringles.
Y'all, he didn't eat his baked potato at the meal because he didn't want all those carbs. He didn't want all those carbs, so he picked up a tube of Pringles because, you know, there are no carbs at all in that. And so anyway, y'all, we are getting ready to go over to the bar because, Granny, what's going on at the bar tonight?
$10 drink and drown
for $10. You big fatty, can I go? No, you cannot go. You have to stay and take care of Squeaky Kitty. Because Squeaky, oh, yes, because Squeaky Kitty's not old enough to go to the bar. Oh, okay, big fatty. Anyway, and y'all, I think this whole weekend, you know, it is the leather weather weekend. What is it? It's basically going to be just drinking. It's just going to be, y'all, it's nothing but a weekend of drinking. Y'all, it's kind of like a weekend out there in Walnut Hills. It's nothing but drinking, but...
Big Betty, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, I stay in trouble. But anyway, Granny, are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, we've heard that music before. It's true, we have. Y'all, I'm sorry this was such a train wreck. But it really was a good show. Wasn't it, Granny?
It was.
It really was. Y'all, I'm so sorry. The repeats are never good, but you got a damn show.
Yes, Big Fatty, you tell them they got a damn show.
So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, and I hope that you don't fuck it up the way Big Fatty did tonight. And, wait a minute, I've received a textimonium here. Oh, who is that? I don't know who that is, but they've sent me a picture. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Donna Sugars, and Donna Sugars, what did you think of Granny's appearance today?
Crazy.
Oh, that's every day with that Granny. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.